gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Y'all, I'm sleepy. I just want to share it with y'all. I am sleepy. Oh my God. This week, and it's just Wednesday, it's hump day, y'all. And I have been running around. When I say I have, listen, I got a new transportation, and I got a had to go to some doctor's appointments and had to change up some things, and it has had me just out there. And I'm trying to keep up with myself, which this is the week for it, okay? This is the week that I'm going, you know, that I got a little something going on. But we thank God that today, hallelujah, that today, amen, was the, look, last day till the shenanigans start next week. Because they waiting on me. They about to, listen, they waiting on me, and I'm not even playing. But just excited about what God is doing and believing God to do, amen, some wonderful things, amen, in my life, hallelujah, as well as yours. Praise God, amen. I want you to feel free to call in, testify, tell me what the Lord has been doing in your life, praise God, amen. And I look forward, praise God, amen, to hearing those testimonies. Iron sharpens iron, praise God. And sometimes, amen, you need to hear somebody else's testimony. You need to hear somebody else's testimony so that you can, you know, just grab energy from that, praise God. You know, I hear people like talk a lot about energy, but sometimes your atmosphere is not conducive for positive energy, so you have to grab it from somewhere else. Amen. Hallelujah. Like they say, I just need a little lifeline right quick till I'm able to press through this time that I'm going through, you know. And all of us go through changes in life, you know, whether it's, you know, you might lose a job, you might end a relationship, finances may not look the way you want them to look. So it becomes heaviness, praise God. And y'all know I love that scripture, for the spirit of heaviness you put on the garment of praise, amen, hallelujah. And that's important, praise God, to learn how to praise God in the storm, to learn how to praise God, amen. And like I say, gleaning from other people, amen, people who will tell you their testimony, people who will pray for you. I didn't say going off leeching off of other people, but I'm saying call them, tell them where you are, tell them what's going on with you, and call the right person. Amen. Can I just throw that one out there? Call the right person, because sometimes we call the wrong person when we're in our go-through, and it becomes hard, hallelujah, harder to deal with what we're going through. Amen. And so, praise God, I'm looking at my... Yeah, please forgive me, because I'm looking at my stream. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to add some minutes, because I'm like, I know I said an hour. I must have already scheduled it for 1:30. So we need each other. Amen. And I know it's a lot of selfish people in this world that will not be there for you. So you have to be particular about who you call, them know what you're going through, or to let them know, I'm struggling right now in my faith. This happened. You know, because you can't confide in everybody. So you have to pray and ask God to show you who to be able to confide in. The Bible tells us to confess our sins one to another.
confess that thing that's going on with you one to another. But you have to make sure it's a person that's trustworthy. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just, you know, giving you a little advice, praise God, because it's, let me tell y'all something, it gets difficult sometimes, amen, and you'll find yourself depressed, closed off from other people. That is not how God intends for you to walk this thing out, praise God. There will be days, praise God, heavy situations, amen, and we need to be a village around each other. Amen. All right. So we're going to get ready to tell you what's going on in your weather. Then we're going to get into, y'all know I got to play the favor statement. That's just what we do. So y'all just hold on. Y'all just hold on. And we will be right back. We will be right back. Today is Wednesday, January the 31st, praise God, amen. It's mostly sunny, near steady temperatures in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles per hour, and for tonight, it's mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s, south winds around 5 miles per hour. Thursday, amen. Thursday is partly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, amen, and amen again, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Friday evening, mostly cloudy, showers with a chance of thunderstorms around midnight, lows around 60, and the chance of rain is at 80%. It's gonna rain, sure gonna rain, you better get ready. Hey, you better get right. Listen, it's gonna rain. Y'all know how Houston is. Make sure you leave out with a sweater, with a sundress, with some rain boots. You know, just be prepared. You just never know what you're gonna get. All right, you're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah. He's real right here on My Gospel Soul.
Your voice, sing a new song. Don't look back, this is where you belong. You see, time get hard, it can get wrong, but Jesus will take it right when you had it.
Moving all over me, yeah. He's real. He's
something a little different right quick before we play that favorite statement. That last song you heard was by your very own, He's Real. Amen. I want to read to you a couple of things out of My Gospel Soul magazine. These booklets are going out all over Houston. And if you're in the Houston area, you have a business, it would be good for you to sign up with us. We just want to share your business, okay? First business I want to share is Rare, R-A-R-E, Real and Respected Everywhere. They're on Instagram. When I say that this brand, their brand, their clothing line, their brand is powerful and selling. So you want to make sure that you get your merch. Again, you can go to Instagram and look up Real and Respected Everywhere, okay? Check it out. They got some nice gear. In the month of October last year, we did domestic violence. We did a segment on domestic violence. The Sisters United Talk Show ran a series of shows in honor of Domestic Violence Month. Of the survivors, powerful women shared moving testimony on their experience with domestic violence and how they got free. Testimonies were moving and informative. Do you have a testimony you would like to share? Contact us via email, mygospelsoul@gmail.com. Tell someone and get the help you need to start your new life. There are resources available to help you get free and stay free. All right, if you want to listen to the interview or the talks, you would go to My Gospel Soul Network on YouTube. I have a couple of businesses that I visited, which is one of them is the Nickel Sandwich Shop. It's set in the heart of Fifth Ward for years, for a lifetime. And I can say that it is historic. It's a historic place. You need to go there. The food is, oh my goodness, my God. Shrimp po' boys, brisket, all kinds of listen. You ready to eat? You go ahead and stop by over there. We also shared a story about Kirk Franklin's project Father's Day, right? Kirk Franklin finds his father. This was a very moving piece for me and then to watch. The emotion, the betrayal, the hurt being put on display had to take courage. I saw him as a little boy when he was in this discussion with his mother. I resonated with it on so many levels because of different incidents in my life, dealing with my own children and decisions I made as a mom raising children. Amen. On my own. So I understood both sides. And I do think that this is a must-see for those who need healing or need to just know that it's okay to admit that you are broken. So if you go to YouTube, you can check it out. It says Kirk Franklin finds out his dad is not his dad. It's not his biological father. I'll say it like that. Also, I had an article in here about my nickname, which says, what's the story behind your nickname? My nickname, now that is truly a story. I grew up in Atlanta, Texas, and I remember, it was Douglasville. You know, Atlanta, Texas is on 59, when you go 59 north. And we were back in what they call the sticks, amen, in Douglasville. But we went to school in Atlanta primary, elementary, junior high school. So, you know, it was that type of town. So my uncle AJ, one of my uncles, AJ, he's a dancing, testifying, preacher and our school bus driver. He was the one who gave me my nickname, Spooky. A child, everyone called me that. Amen. Look, even as an adult, when I go home, they call me Spooky. You know, and one day I just didn't like the sound of it anymore. You know, as I got older, this was not my uncle's intention, but they called us spooks and all kinds of stuff when we, you know, as African Americans, praise God. And it just seemed befitting for me to change it. So I changed it from spooky to Queenie, you know, because I just didn't want to carry that name anymore, because the meaning of it changed for me as I got older and got educated a little bit more behind that spooky spook. Our publication is in the Shape Center. We got to go re-up at this, you know, put some more at the Shape Center. I got a chance to have breakfast at the El Dorado right there in the historic Third Ward. And when I tell you, you know, it was a great atmosphere. I ordered me a quick little breakfast before I did my apostle table. And it's a nice place. You can go to mygospelsoul.com and you can read more about my adventures with Houston, Texas. I got more stories to come. I'm just trying to, you know, get it together right now. I also wrote about Maxine's baby, Tyler Perry's story. Tyler Perry's story helped me to understand a lot too. You know, sometimes we are in our lives and, you know, we're in our misunderstanding, we're in our hurt, we're in our pain, we're living it out. And when you can hear somebody else tell their story and how they are coping or how they survived it or how they overcame it, it gives you, it equips you, it gives you information and puts you in a position to do better with your life emotionally, with your children, relationships, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it was moving for me. I'm excited to see what this will, well, at the time that I wrote it, I was excited to see what it was going to be about. But I got the chance to see it, and it was good. Okay? So if you want a My Gospel Soul magazine, all you have to do is get in contact with me. You can email me at mygospelsoul@gmail.com, and I will send you out a copy. How about that? All right, let's get back to the show. I said I was going to play for you today your favorite statement. How many of you know that God favors you today? Amen. Share it with somebody right here on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul favorite statement: God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
Welcome back. Welcome back. God will provide. Next song I'm going to play for you is by Q Stone. And it says, Rejoice. right here on My Gospel Song.
Let me hear you sing joy. Come on, y'all. That's right. We need more joy up in this world. Let me hear you sing joy. Come on. That's right, y'all. We're going to bring some joy up in here. Come on. Make sure that the whole world know. If you want to keep joy in your life, you got to keep Lord in your life. Seeing I'm not preaching, I'm just out here reaching. I'm talking about seeking them things of the kingdom. We need to act more like Jesus. Anything less than the world won't believe us. So we got to be where he can reach us. He can give us that word and teach us. Because he'll make a light shine bright and make everything all right. Let's bring joy. Come on. Now pause. Who's fighting for the cause? It's too many souls still lost. See, I'ma stop being quiet and step by side and tell them who paid that cost. Right. And that's love. Unconditional love. So faithful with everything he does. Give him more joy. Go ahead and show me love. Now turn to your neighbor and give him a hug with joy. Come on.
Yeah.
I have had a wonderful time on the show today. I'm hoping that you heard something that will bless you. I want you to know, amen, that with God, all things are possible. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes it seems like it's not working, or it seems like it's, but all you have to do is give it to God. Amen. Give it to God, because when you don't, your anxieties take over and it turns into a whole mess of trouble. Amen. So give it to God, and you keep showing up for who? Yourself, showing up for your family, showing up for your children. You make sure that everything in your life is prioritized and that you are spending the putting in the time. Amen. Glory to God. Like I say, God got you. If he said it, it's going to happen. Keep on moving forward. Keep on walking in the vision. And I promise you, God is going to show you something. Do you hear me? He's going to show, he's going to do a thing in your life, and it's going to blow not just your, not just other people's mind, but it's going to blow your mind. I just want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless.